Another day, another dime. I love that. You know.
It used to be another quarter, but inflation's hit its
own. Another day, another dollar. That's like a dime, right? A dollar's now the spending value of a dime.
Talk about getting ready this week for a really good Kansas State team.
No, they've got our full attention and focus, obviously. Super good team coming in here Saturday. Very well coached. They're good on all three phases. Offensively speaking, the quarterback is a very, very good athlete. The offensive line does a good job. He's got targets to throw to, so I'm excited about the matchup.
The other day your leading tackler had only four tackles. Is that what you like to see as far as spread out so much? Or do you need kind of a tackling machine in there?
Well, I think that had a lot to do with towards the end of that game, our starters weren't in, and so a lot of the backups took those last couple drives. So in a way, I think that's a great thing. If you got a good lead and your backups are in there late in the game and they can equal out the tackles, for that instance, I think it was good. We probably need some guys stepping up, making a few more plays, but I'm not concerned on how the Wyoming game went.
Logan and Maury, are they going to be available this week?
Yes, Micah for sure, Logan for sure, and Maury looked good today in practice, so I would suspect he'll be ready to go too.
Was Micah a setback like the first week of the season?
So he had some swelling in his knee after the first game, which is not atypical coming off an ACL, and we expect him to play more this game.
Will you use a spy a lot on this Kansas State quarterback?
We're going to use a lot of different things with him. There's going to be times where someone's spying him. There's going to be times where we're trying to bring pressure to keep him, you know, on his toes, coverage to keep him on his toes. There's going to be a lot of different things that we use.
How would you rate how Harrison Taggart has kind of stepped in and with Ben going out and played this year?
I think Harry's done a nice job. He's made a lot of tackles. He's made big plays at times this year. I think he's been much more consistent than he was a year ago. So happy with where Harry's at right now.
Just back on the subject of their quarterback, Avery Johnson, it feels like dual threat almost like barely begins to scratch the surface of what he really is.
Yeah.
The way he can throw, the way he can run, the way he can run on the throw. Just what kind of an extra, emphasis does that leave on your guys when you've got a guy who can just do so many things like that?
Well, it reminds me a lot of the SMU quarterback that we just faced. He was a good thrower. He had a really good athleticism, could run the ball. I thought we did a pretty good job of containing him. We got the same challenge this week. Is Avery Johnson can run it. He can throw it. He's got good weapons around him. And he's got a really good offensive line. So, I mean, there's challenges. But we like our preparation right now. We like where the players are at mentally, and I think we'll play good against them.
We saw quite a bit of from Ciale Acera at the end of last year. We haven't really seen a lot of him. Is that just because of the log jam at his position?
Well, no, Ciale Acera is a great player, and he's going to play a lot in BYU. His foot injury right now, he's still getting better and better each week from that. I think that limited him a lot during fall camp, and right now we just got to get him caught back up with where he's been with that.
Can you speak to the play of Evan Johnson, freshman playing cornerback for you? What have you seen from him this year?
Well, Evan's super talented, got elite speed. I really like the play, obviously, he made against Wyoming. I think he's one of those players that you're just going to see get better and better the more reps he gets. I'm excited about his future.
Has it been difficult to kind of filter out who will play at safety with so many?
Very. Yeah, that's been one of the more difficult things I've dealt with as a position coach. It's a good thing. You know, there's six or seven guys for sure that I trust back there. There's some young guys that are super talented that I think are going to be great players, and they're pushing some of those veteran guys. So it's a developmental thing right now, and it's also that I trust a bunch of those guys in there. We're going to have to hone in on more reps towards the guys that are going to see the majority of the reps from here on out.